This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Cloudy outside right now, 61 degrees, going up to 79 today. Cloudy tomorrow, highs of 78, 40% chance for showers tomorrow. Then Saturday, man, a lot of stuff scheduled. Some of it's been postponed, 85% chance for showers, highs of 76, and then some rain lingering into Sunday or not. Maybe it'll clear up by then. It's all about the timing and all that stuff. But we're going to be into the 80s next week, so springtime and summertime, everything else knocking on the door. Kathleen Roeming joins us now, Director of Social Security and Disability Policy at the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. Talk about Social Security in the news, DOGE in the news, a lot of stuff in the news. How you doing, Kathleen?
Good. How are you?
I'm all right. Let's start with this. Somebody texted in, Tommy, doesn't Donald Trump want to get rid of all income taxes on Social Security? I don't know. Kathleen, does he?
That's something that he's mentioned, that's for sure. It remains to be seen whether it's going to show up in a bill this year in Congress.
All right. Let's talk about what is going on with Social Security and DOGE and people going in to register or not register. It seems like it's one step forward, two steps back with the policies and so forth. Tell me what's changed, at least as far as we know.
That's right. It has been a chaotic rollout. And I guess the first thing I want to say to your listeners is that if you are receiving Social Security or SSI benefits now, please, if somebody calls you or texts you and says that you need to provide your personal information over the phone, don't do that. Scammers are taking advantage of the chaos, and they're taking advantage of our seniors and people with disabilities, and I would hate for anyone to fall victim to that.
Kathleen, I think so important.
Yeah, sure.
I would ask you to say that again, because I didn't realize it until you said it, because I know there are scams that run all the time, constantly, right? But I would think with something like this going on, the scammers are thinking, holy moly, jackpot.
Exactly. There is so much confusion right now, and people are so scared. They think their benefits might be cut off, and that's just not the case. So if anybody calls you asking for your Social Security number and your personal information and tells you that your benefits are going to get cut off if you don't provide it, don't believe them. Do not give that information over the phone or via text.
So we'll start with this and maybe work back. What has changed as far as people that are either on Social Security, getting ready to apply for it, et cetera?
That's right. So for people who are applying for Social Security or people who are changing their direct deposit information, as of about 2 weeks from now, they're not going to be able to do that over the phone. Okay. Instead, they will either have to do it online at My Social Security if they're able to do that, if they can log in, and if there is an online application available for the benefit that they're applying for, or they're going to have to go in person to a Social Security Administration office to do that.
What is the, I helped a neighbor do this a while back, and I forgot exactly what it was, some kind of Social Security, something or the other, where he got an ID or an identity or something like that. What's the name of it?
Exactly. So on the website, it's called My Social Security.
That's
and to log into that, exactly, you have to use these tools, these what they call online authentication tools, and they can be pretty tricky for a lot of people. I was actually not able to log in using those tools myself.
Oh, really? Now, do you have to apply for Social Security to have one of those, or just if you pay into Social Security,
anyone,
you can?
That's right. Anyone can log in. And in fact, you should go log in and check your Social Security statement to make sure everything is right. And that's what I was trying to do when I tried to log in last month. And so that's something, you know, everyone should be able to access their benefit statements. And for many people, for retirees and people applying for disability insurance, they can also apply online using My Social Security.
So as it stands now, after 2 weeks from now, you're going to have to, or starting in 2 weeks, you're going to have to go into the office if you want to change wherever it is you want your Social Security check sent or deposited. And what else?
That's right. If you can't do it online, that's correct. You will have to go in to change your bank information for your direct deposit. And if you, same thing applies if you can't apply for retirement or disability insurance online. And also, everyone who experiences a death in the family and who is applying for Social Security survivors benefits, so those go to widows and to kids whose parents die, all of those people are going to have to go in person to apply for benefits. The same thing goes for, go ahead.
No, I'm here every day, Kathleen. I want to hear you.
Oh, sure. The same thing goes for people who are applying for supplemental security income or SSI. That's for low income, older and disabled folks. They all will have to go in person under this new policy.
Okay, now there is a Social Security office in our office building, and I see a lot of people, stream of people coming in, coming out every day, and I know that there's also a Social Security office on my way home that I see, and there are a lot of people sometimes waiting outside of the door to get in, and that's in normal situations. And I say normal, I don't know, the way it has been, but let's talk about when we come back. What happened, or has anything happened with Elon Musk and Doge and Social Security as far as staffing goes? Because it seems as though we have two roads converging here, like maybe trains on a track that's going to intersect, maybe not good, where you got people being laid off at a Social Security office, so you got less employees, but then you have more people being forced to go into the Social Security office. That seems like it could be problematic. But we'll pick it up there when we come back. Also, talk about fraud when it comes to Social Security, what's real, what's not real, and what about information that Elon Musk and his team have access to? Is that a concern or not? We're talking to Kathleen Romig, Director of Social Security and Disability Policy at the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. I know one thing, Kathleen, we've had discussions about this numerous times before in the decades I've been doing this job, and a lot of people always text in and say they want the government to keep their hands off of their Social Security, which I always find interesting because it is a, you know, a government program. 620, more when we come back. Traffic now, WWL. It is 625, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Kathleen Romig, Director of Social Security Disability Policy at the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities, about Social Security and the changes that could be coming in DOGE and laying people off. I mentioned beforehand, Kathleen, that you could have divergent or intersecting roads here, where you got DOGE laying off people at the Social Security office and more people being forced to go into the offices. Is that a problem? Have people been laid off? Tell me about it.
That's exactly right. And what you were saying before is spot on. It's already hard to get help at the Social Security Administration. When you call their 800 number, on average, it takes 2 hours to get a call back. When you ask for an appointment, on average, it takes over a month to schedule one. And so we already have problems there, and it's just going to go from bad to worse. The Trump administration is planning to cut 7,000 staff from the Social Security Administration, and already 3,000 are planning to leave by the middle of next month, actually, just as these changes are hitting. And at the same time, about 7 million more people are expected to seek in-person service at the Social Security Administration. So they're going to be calling that phone line and lining up at those offices between this change and another policy change that SSA made.
Somebody texted in here. We'd like to bring the audience in. We have a text line, the Okunart Jeweler Talking text line, 504-260-1870. It's a two-part message. The first part says, if people think their benefits are going to be cut off, they're just stupid. The second part says, get out of my yard. I made that up about the second part, but they did text in and say, if people think their benefits are going to be cut off, they're just stupid. Are people at risk of having their benefits cut off if they don't go in and do whatever they're supposed to do?
They are they are not at risk. And I just really want to reassure people that your benefits will not be cut off if you don't provide any information right now. And I don't think they're stupid. I think that people, you know, scammers, unfortunately, take advantage of our seniors. They take advantage of people with disabilities, and it's not right, and they shouldn't do that.
Should they get out of the yard or not? Just kidding. Let's talk about the rampant fraud and abuse that has been alleged. Does anybody really know what kind of fraud or abuse is going on with Social Security?
The fact is, Social Security has a very high level of payment accuracy, 99.7%. And so when you hear things like Trump and Musk talking about vampires and 10 million people, tens of millions of dead people getting benefits, those are just lies. It's not true. Even the handpicked commissioner of Social Security has refuted those lies that Trump and Musk are telling.
So one thing I don't understand is the end game here, because you could say pragmatically it's about, you know, making things more efficient, this, that, the other thing. But politically, any politician will tell you that you want to start losing votes, start messing with people's Social Security, and start making it more difficult for them to either contact the office or claim benefits. Am I missing something here, Kathleen? Or
no, I've been doing this for 20 years, and I am just as confused as you are. Social Security is known as the third rail of American politics. If you touch it, you get burned. And literally any politician will tell you access to Social Security is the number one thing that they hear from their constituents about when they need help.
So how do you see this playing out?
You know, I don't know. I know that, you know, when people are telling lies of this kind that are so big, like the ones that Trump and Musk are telling, it does make you wonder, is this a pretext for doing something rash that's really going to fundamentally change the program? I really don't know.
Thank you, Kathleen. Any final thoughts for us?
No, thank you so much for having me on. Have a good
thank
morning.
Thank you. Appreciate the insight. You too. Kathleen Romigs, Director of Social Security and Disability Policy at the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. Those of you that are sending in text about personal issues, I wish I could help you, but Kathleen can't speak to that. So somebody texts in, does she really think Elon would stick his neck out this far to be questioned and find out all lies that he's propagating? Elon Musk has nothing to lose politically on all of this. He's still going to be a billionaire, and he'll still have his space thing and his car thing and everything else. I just wonder about the Republicans and President Trump and politically if they thought about this, because as she said, it is the third rail of politics, and if you start making it harder for people to get benefits under the guise of cutting waste or fraud or abuse, and they are on hold for hours and hours and hours and hours, or go into an office and wait for hours and hours and hours after they finally get there. I don't know. 6:30, we'll take a break. Talk to Mike Strain. We'll come back right now. Time for WWL First News.